Now, as we've discussed, the government's not ruling out binning NCEA altogether. The Education Minister has received a report. It says that schools and students are gaming the credit system. It needs substantial change. Here's Auckland Grammar Headmaster Tim O'Connor.
I think you change it to an examination-based system. We make it pretty simple. Here's the thought. We assess it against the national curriculum because currently NCEA doesn't do that.
Dr. Michael Johnston is a senior fellow at the New Zealand Initiative and with us. Hey, Michael.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. Do you think we bin it all together?
I wouldn't be opposed if that's the way it goes. I think that NCEA has had a 20-year run and it's really failed to deliver on its promise, and it is time to rethink.
Do you think if we bin it all together, which I think is a great idea, what do we replace it with?
That's a really good question. I probably differ with Tim O'Connor a little bit in that I wouldn't want us to go back to solely a time-limited exam at the end of the year, but I do think that we should probably have one result per subject rather than multiple standards. So we might have several assessments playing into that, one of which would be a time-limited exam at the end of the year and maybe some other assessments along the way to assess those things that are hard to assess in an exam.
Like what?
Well, I mean, say you're doing a science experiment and you want to assess how students can conduct a science experiment in the laboratory.
Yes.
So the kind of practical side of things, yeah. I guess.
Is this controversial? Because this to me, Michael, in the first year that it was brought in, my little brother was doing it. And I remember very clearly thinking, geez, I dodged a bullet not having to do this. This thing is a joke. Is it controversial if some of us have known for 20 plus years that it's nonsense?
Is it controversial?
Is it controversial to ditch it?
I'm sure there'll be some who oppose it, but I think a lot of teachers and schools have probably had a gutsful of it, to be honest.
Yeah.
It imposes a very heavy workload on teachers with a lot of internal assessment marking and all kinds of logistical overheads and being moderated. And there's a lot that schools have to do. And, you know, as Tim O'Connor said, I completely agree with him on this. You know, let's base it on a new knowledge-rich curriculum that gives a real steer as to what needs to be assessed, because at the moment, really, the achievement standards for NCEA do all the heavy lifting in terms of curriculum in the senior secondary, and that's not how it should be. We need a solid curriculum behind whatever we do.
Michael, would we design our own one again, or would we just simply go for IB or Cambridge?
Well, I would think that we want to have our own. I think, you know, all the other developed countries in the world have their own qualification systems, and if we've got our own New Zealand curriculum that really is a solid curriculum, which, you know, I believe that Minister Stanford will deliver, then we should base our assessment system on that.
Michael, thanks for your time. It's Michael Johnston, New Zealand Initiative.